Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. My name is Allison Klein. Today, I'm excited to have Stephen Van Zanen, Head of Product Management and Marketing at Broad Forward with me. Welcome, Stephen.
Glad to be here.
So, Stephen, this is the first time we've had Broad Forward on the show. Do you want to just do a quick introduction about the company?
Sure, yeah. So Broad Forward is an interworking and mediation routing company from the Netherlands. Started in 2011, and since then we've been growing quickly in the signaling area, delivering diameter routing solutions as well as multi-protocol routing and interworking to multiple customers around the world, including some of the largest providers. I think we've got over 100 systems installed around the world at the moment. We're heavily involved in a lot of innovation around signaling, diameter, but also other protocols.
So network infrastructure is going through a mass transition right now to virtualized network capabilities and preparedness for 5G. How does that affect core network signaling and the delivery of solutions in this space?
First of all, 5G is still in development, right? So it's pre-standards. Even at Ericsson, they refer to it as the Wild West of standardization. Mm-hmm. So there's still a lot of work to be done, but you know, there's some significant changes that are foreseen, and everything to do with, first of all, the fact that it's going to be software-based, the sheer fact that it's got to be catering for a cloud-based environment. Even the protocols that are being used are under discussion depending on what type of service architecture or point-to-point architecture is being considered. The interesting thing about 5G is that it's going to be a new core compared to the mobile core that we see today. It's referred to actually as the next-gen core, which is foreseen to be a follow-the-user architecture, which means that it almost has to cater for different access technologies so that it can help users to exist as a service-consuming entity on that network. And that's completely different from what the networks are today.
So when you think about the technology that Broad Forward is delivering, how is it differentiated in the marketplace within that context?
Well, over the decades, the technology has always foreseen to call it an upgrade to a completely new architecture. We went from 2G to 3G, and then we introduced 4G, and now, again, something completely new, 5G. And in the past, a lot of that updating happened with new technology. So the new technology required new functions and new entities within the network, and vendors around the world made those to work in that particular technology. What Broad Forward has done from day one is not only designed it as a software-based solution for routing and interworking, but we made it independent of the underlying technology or access technology at all. And in fact, we even made it independent of the vendor-specific proprietary technologies. And so going into 5G, that's even going to be more important because in 5G, you know, there will be a mishmash of protocols that are legacy, that are out there, that need to be interworked with. And there'll be integration and interoperability between the NFV or the virtualized entities that need to interoperate from the different vendors. And we're going to have services across access technology that use different protocols. So our technology is really there to make that whole transition and transformation integration as seamless as possible.
When you look at the transition to 5G, I don't think that there's any hotter topic in the networking space right now than 5G.
No, I think you're right. I think it's very hot, but at the same time, we have to realize that the full-blown standalone 5G network is going to take a lot much longer than what's being discussed. A lot of the stuff that we see are the phases that everybody expects. And so, you know, early 2020, 21, 22, we'll see 5G networks appear, mostly hybrid with a lot of legacy support and running with 4G. So we'll see a lot of different versions.
You talked a little bit about why your capabilities in terms of being open and vendor agnostic are so important as we head into the 5G era. Tell me a little bit about why that is the case.
I think the unique approach that we took came out of lessons learned, where in the early days of core network integration, we found that standards cannot cover everything. And on top of that, standards will take a long, long time to be thought through, to be agreed to be implemented, and then to trickle through the industry. And so, you know, it took us a long, long time to roll out to the different operators. And we found that the reason for it is that we're really reinventing the integration game every time, again and again. And even today, although most solutions are being referred to as flexible, the flexibility is really just for the product itself. But when it comes to overcoming issues to enable a scenario that deals with multiple vendors, there were no solutions. So we designed it in such a way that we can access different protocol languages, legacy SS7 or IP-based like the Emitter or Enum, or even, you know, fixed network protocol technologies like Radius, or even IT technologies like SOAP, HTTP, or database protocol technology like LDAP. And to access those, we found that we were capable of creating a framework that can access those protocols, can get to the content of the protocols, and then you can apply functions that are generally available for any of the content. So you can create some quite amazing scenarios without having to go back to the drawing table or to code or to script. In fact, it comes very close to service orchestration straight out of the box. So you can literally go from a whiteboard to implementation in our systems by really just using our graphical user interface to build that signaling scenario. So you can do diameter routing scenarios, or basically any intelligent routing of the protocols that we support, or protocol mediation across aggregation or segmentation of protocols and AVPs. You can do 3G, 4G interworking, Wi-Fi integration. You know, it can all be done from that software. So we have installation that either just do one protocol for one carrier, such as a diameter signaling controller in the core network, or we can do multiple protocols for multiple use cases. And so we are capable of doing solutions across the different network areas, from IT-based for billing to number portability scenarios to routing scenarios to Wi-Fi integration, et cetera.
When it comes to delivery of solutions within the networking arena, a collaboration across vendors is so critical. I know that you're part of the Intel Network Builders Program. Can you tell me about your engagement there?
There's a lot of engagement with the program. I think it's absolutely crucial to have a program such as the Intel Network Builders, simply because it attempts to enable a best practices model. It brings together parties in the ecosystem. And in fact, only this week we, through the Network Builders initiative, we were introduced to a company that we'd never heard from. And so it is absolutely great not just to have, let's say, an initiator that has the skills and the capabilities to bring that together, but also has the type of elements that we need, things like hardware to test against, a software that we can work with. And for us, it's global access to a marketplace that a small vendor like ourselves has way more difficulty to do on our own.
This has been a fantastic conversation, Stephen. One final question for you. If folks want to find out more about the BFX solutions and BroadForward, where would you send them for more information?
First of all, we work with quite a few impressive channel partners around the world. So by all means, take a look at our website, www.broadforward.com. We're happy to let you know who our local representatives are. You'll also find the solutions page, where there's a pretty extensive list of the type of solutions that we can deliver. And there's, of course, an explanation and fact sheets on the BFX product itself that you can download.
Thank you so much for being on the program today. It was a real pleasure.
Thank you for having me.